Now, one of the wonderful ways that you can hide things is simply by taking some legislation, reprinting it, using its effect as you go through into where to create what you want to create, and then from this you can actually repeal these laws, so they're no longer in force.
Yeah.
Okay. So this simply means that you've used them to achieve what you want to achieve, and then you just wipe them.
Now I believe that there's a 100 or so laws that they've actually repealed.
Well, you can go into the government website. You don't have to take my word for it. Okay. All you do is click on Queensland Government, go to legislation. And then you'll see legislation in force or acts in force, and then you'll see acts repealed. And what they've got a total alphabetic listing of all the acts and all the reprints of those acts that were totally acts.
And what was one of those statutes that they took off the books treason?
I don't know about that one, but it's probably somewhere in, it may not be.
Well, we couldn't find it. They've taken treason off the books.
It's probably been taken out of the Crimes Act.
Yeah.
That's the Queensland.
So in other words, we can blow the whistle on the government doing things that we don't want, running roughshod over us, giving us all sorts of things that we didn't ask for, and even accusing them of treason, but we're going to get nowhere.
Well, we have a appeal to the High Court, and we can appeal to the High Court on this issue, and I guess until they close that loophole,
yes,
we've still got an opening.
That's what we're right about.
We've still got an opening. Now, what was the effect of all this? We talked about the reprints and everything else, so what was the effect of it? Well, let's have a look at what they've achieved. In 1922, the people voted by referendum to remove the upper house. So that was a choice of the people. It wasn't done by government. The government put it forward. The people accepted the idea, and it was done. No problem. We go with the majority rules in a democracy. However, as we go further, what we've got here, we start looking. The state government of Queensland, which is supposed to be representative, an elected representative government, has now shifted itself to the top of the tree. Okay? It rules over everything under the amended constitution and the amended acts. Now don't be duped into thinking that you'll find everything in the constitution. Okay? You will not find everything in the constitution. I'll come back to it in a moment.
Because they're using the amended.
No, not only that, they've amended legislation
right.
to give other powers
okay.
to certain bodies in the other legislation, which
right.
is parallel. However, when you see the power of the bodies, okay, it is phenomenal. And I'll refer to the Lands Act in this, but I'll come back to that in a moment.
Right.
Now, the state now controls the Supreme Court of Queensland. The Supreme Court is representative of the state. As I put here, no longer represents the Crown. Judges are commissioned by the state and administer civil statute law and is answerable to the government.
And we've got to explain to the people that that was separated from the government
exactly.
for all of our lives that we know.
Well,
and the people out there in the street today, they don't realise this, that this is now under the control of the Premier.
Exactly. And under a democratic system, you must have a separation of power here, because if the judiciary cannot give an independent judgment, how can it be a
judiciary? Isn't this the same as a fascist government?
Well, you call it fascist, Nazism, communism, whatever you like. It's,
but that's
it's
what
dictatorial.
Hitler did. But that is what Hitler did.
Yeah, I understand. It's a dictatorial situation. In other words, if you want to do something here, you can change the law and make them administer it according to what you tell them.
And what you want.
Exactly. So.
And if this is corrupt.
Well, if it's corrupt, we have to use the word if.
Like what I said. If
yes.
this is corrupt, what happens now?
They might be fully legal, like not legal, but non-corrupt. They may just have to follow what's come
well,
down.
Well, they're going to follow instructions.
Exactly. They can't do anything else. They've been given a law, and they now have to follow the law. You
so
see?
In other words, total power gives total corruption.
Possibly.
Boy, yeah. we're in for a bad time, aren't we?
the other thing we've got to understand.
In other words, if you get a bad guy in politics, he's going to do a lot of damage.
If they've also, if they've got a bad agenda behind the scene, realise if that agenda is something that we didn't ask for, we didn't elect the representatives to give us, and it's something that's handed down from the New World Order, Agenda 21, and we don't want it, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, the issue that we are looking at here is simply one of who actually knew about it, who was involved, and if people knew about it, why didn't they speak up sooner? Why does it take an individual, you know, who's just going through the things to saying, well, something's got to be done?
Can I make a suggestion there, to answer your question? I don't think you or I or any of our good-thinking representatives smelled a rat. I don't think they realised that they were being led into a trap. I don't think they realised that they could go wrong here, because we've lived in a society where the people up in the power, they might tell a few lies, but this is by subversion, this is by stealth, this is lies, this is cheating.
Well, the issue that we have here is we have to get all the Queenslanders to know about it. We want you to know about it. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it, or Ray's word, or anybody's word. All you have to do is go to the government website and check the legislation. You know, I mean, you talk about subversion. Legislation is passed and it's left there, okay? In this situation here, where we've got, you know, this constitution, I'm using this as a schema, a little graphic to represent the legislation. There is other legislation. For example, there's a lot of talk about the Brigalow Corporation, and people run around and they say, we've asked questions directly to the opposition leader, Mr. Springborg, and he has told us straight out, nothing to worry about, it's just a lot of misinformation, and that the Brigalow Corporation is going to be disbanded because, well, the reason it was put up there in the first place is now ended. And that was to do with the leasing of the land in the Brigalow area near the Fitzroy River, and subsequently there was some land that was worked on leasing as well near the Wolfdene Dam site.
But they're going to disband that. Isn't it true that we've now found evidence that the Treasury owns the Brigalow Corporation and the land is used as an asset?
Well, at the moment, let's not move on to the land as the asset. Let's move on to the Brigalow Corporation and who it is. Okay, now in the Lands Act, which has been amended, as I said, 51 times, the current Land Act, and as it was going back quite a few years, states that the Brigalow Corporation, the Lands Corporation, shall be known as the Brigalow Corporation.
That's right.
Okay. Then, hereinafter, referred to as the Corporation.
That's right.
A little further down, it says the CEO represents the Brigalow Corporation. Now, as we all know, the CEO of the Corporation is the Premier. Now, you turn the page into the next section, and it states, the corporation represents the Crown. Doesn't, you know, it actually represents the Crown, and it has all the indemnities and privileges of the Crown.
Of the Crown, yeah.
So therefore, when you've got that situation, it's no problem putting the Governor in as a representative of the Premier.
Oh, well. Okay.
When you think about it, I mean, though, isn't it logical if you've got this whole setup here where the corporation represents the Crown, then surely there's no problem because the Governor now represents.
So, in essence, now they can make a law here and he just rubber stamps it and they have to,
because he's representing them.
Of course.
I mean, this is how.
So he's now inside here as a parliament, not a, what is he, is he the same as the police chief?
He's an
employee.
Like a parliamentary secretary, similar.
Well, in other words, he's employed.
Well, that's probably why the Governor of Queensland was chosen.
There you have it. What do you think of that? And this is a little bit of a smelly one, isn't it? Because the Governor that was selected for Queensland is now the Governor for...
The Governor General of Australia.
The Governor General under the Prime Minister right down in Canberra. So I wonder what happened there.
Well, if we could go back to the 1992 Reprints Act and all the legislation that was being set up, you've got to remember that Mr Rudd was in government at that time. He was the Director General.
Yeah.
So...